More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Austin-based singer-songwriter Jess Klein takes on a lot of conflict in her latest album, from the conflict over abortion law in Texas to internal conflicts.
But through it all is one constant theme, which also provides the title of that latest album, Learning Faith. It's Klein's 9th album, and her latest tour took her through Wisconsin, although the Lake Effect Studio was her only stop in the state to perform. And speaking of performance, here's a track from her latest album, which she's playing for us in the studio, called Surrender. Surrender, Jess Klein in Studio C1. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Milwaukee.
Thank you. I love it here.
Well, we love it when you're here. And what a great song.
Thank you.
Is it a love song?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I think it's more of a get out of your own way song.
As you were playing it, I was thinking of the definition of a love song, and it's a much more, I don't know, maybe it's a more internal dialogue than what we might think of as a love song.
Yeah, it's definitely talking to myself.
Well, and it's not the first time you have written about love and sung about love. I think there might be a few songs like that in your background and everybody else's. Do you think your approach, your understanding of what you're going through during a period like that has changed from when you first started writing this stuff?
Absolutely. I kind of made this choice about 8 years ago that before I could criticize or sort of take down anyone else in my songs, I had to do it to myself first. Like, was I going to? I have a pretty sharp tongue. And, you know, I guess I find these days more gratification in figuring out what is really going on with me. If someone else is pissing me off, you know, they might be doing something really annoying, but, you know, I have a responsibility about my behavior. So.
What happened 8 years ago that was the catalyst for that?
I was writing an album called City Garden, and it was a pretty rough time for me. I had just been dropped by my label, and I was living in New York, and I was broke, and I just didn't really know how I was going to keep going as a musician. But I felt that every time I played for people, I thought, this is so important to me. I have to find a way. And somehow the digging deeper and facing myself and my demons and my fears, that made it better. That meant if I was getting up on stage, I was doing something that mattered. And it sounds a little self-centered, but in fact, I think that that's the thing that other people can really relate to.
You feel like the stuff that came out of your pen and your guitar and your mouth was more honest?
Absolutely.
The central metaphor of the new album is learning faith. And I as I was listening to the whole thing, I couldn't help but wonder, I mean, do you see learning faith as a metaphor for the whole road you have to travel as a musician?
Absolutely. I wrote the title song, Learning Faith, again, thinking about just being an artist, you are constantly taking leaps of faith. Nothing's guaranteed. You don't really, no matter what, you can't know how many people are going to show up or who's going to like it or who's going to hate it. And I guess for me, it has really become this, no matter what, this is about learning something, you know, it's about sticking with it and learning.
Is it about cutting yourself a break also? Because, I mean, I would think that after all these years with however many albums under your belt and the fact that people are still showing up would tell you something about having faith that there is an audience out there.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, I don't know, cutting myself a break. I don't know. This is starting to sound like my therapist. But it is. It's kind of that weird contradiction again, where if I am really honest with myself, I do genuinely feel like I'm offering more and I feel more confident about what I'm performing, you know?
Well, I mean, that always strikes me about the act of writing and performing music, and maybe it's, you know, one key reason why that is not something that I am able to do, but this belief that at its heart, what you're saying is going to reach people. And for as personal as your songs are, once they leave your voice, they're going to reach somebody in their own way.
Yeah, I guess that's the main leap of faith, you know? It's like I started playing music. I don't really know why I started, but the first time I performed, I felt that connection with the audience, and I felt like this is real. This is what's going to save me from just hiding inside myself, and this is the first time I've ever felt like I'm giving something to the world or the ether or whatever, you know?
Well, so that we keep this from getting too far into the therapeutic realm, what else do you have for us?
Sure. A couple of songs on the album were inspired by some events that happened in Texas last year. I live in Austin, and Governor Perry was trying and eventually succeeded in slamming through some legislation that shut down 60 women's clinics across the state. And before he did that, about 5,000 people showed up at the Capitol to protest. And Senator Wendy Davis was doing a filibuster to try and stop his legislation from getting through. And in order to have enough to say for 13 hours, she read stories that women and men across Texas had sent in, you know, begging the governor not to close down the clinics. And this next song is called Dear God, and it's based on some of those stories.
Dear God, tell me what I'm gonna do between. What am I gonna choose? I tried to see the doctor today, but the governor slammed the door right in my face. And I'm 17 years old. Is my time already told? With a baby of a baby on its way, and it's life that's got me talking now to you. Was it life, sweet life, that brought me down, or some old man who said proper tools? Now I'll be stuck here just like everyone else, stacking boxes on some Walmart shelf, or carrying to term a child will never. Got the name of a place out on 56 for some kind of price. They'll give me some kind of fix. And
Jess Klein singing Dear God in Lake Effect's Studio C1. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
I'm listening to that song, and I think about Austin and the generally pretty liberal music community there and wonder how it manages to exist in such a pretty conservative place as Texas.
I really don't know. I'm guessing, you know, it was just kind of out of the way, and so a lot of artists went there. I don't know. I haven't lived there long enough, but I guess it's succeeded in drawing a lot of progressive and, like, creative thinkers.
There is, though, there's a lot that's very personal and a lot that is ideological in this album. And, you know, it has me going back to the idea of the metaphor at the center of this. Mm-hmm. And do you have to be an optimist at heart that things will change in the way that, you know, do you have to have faith that things will be different?
See, the thing that was so moving to me about being at those protests was that everyone just showed up. And in a way, it didn't matter that in the end, the governor passed the legislation. It was that we all showed up, and that gave us all power and a feeling of, whoa, look what happens, you know? This is what democracy is. So I feel like it's like that phrase, love is an action, and or you have to act your way into right thinking or whatever. It's like, I don't know. You just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Is there something to writing a song like that holds up longer than people's memory of the headlines themselves?
I wrote it because the stories, you know, these were really life and death situations. And I think that that is universal, and that feeling of like, you know what, I'm really desperate and I could die. And that's the feeling the song is about.
And there are life and death situations all around us.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, you know, you figure we might not remember what it was that sparked Pete Seeger to write something or
right.
Woody Guthrie to write something.
Right.
But we get the message of what he's saying.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
On a completely different note, you're on a quasi solo tour with your friend Jesse Terese, who's going to play some songs for us in the studio later. But talk about the vibe in the car on these trips, if you will. Like, what's on heaviest rotation right now?
Actually, what's on heaviest rotation are these. See, my boyfriend burned a pile of CDs. He's also a songwriter. His name is Mike June, and he generally has really amazing taste in music, but before
that was a big butt stuck in that sentence there.
Before this summer tour that he and I did, he was in a rush and he just burnt a bunch of mixed CDs. And you can't tell by looking at them, he didn't write anything on the covers. So the first day we put one in, and it was a very strange combination of obscure songs. And Jesse said, wow, Mike has really weird taste in music. But then some other ones came up, Queens of the Stone Age, and he's really into Charles Mingus. And so that's kind of what we're listening to, I guess.
But none of them are labeled.
No.
So if one of you plays something and then...
Oh, we also listened to Delilah last night. So whatever she was playing.
But you're in no way able to say, okay, well, let's play that thing we were listening to a couple days ago again, because you have no idea which CD it is.
No, it's like the bags over our head every day.
Well, hopefully not while you're driving.
No, of course not.
Well, I think you've got one more song for us, but before I let you go, let me just say, Jess Klein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming to see us again, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
And tell us what you're going to play with, or play with, your guitar, probably.
is it okay to use the electric?
Yeah.
I know we didn't plan on that, but...
I say yeah, as though okay. I'm the engineer here.
This song is called Long Way Down, and I actually wrote it as part of a songwriting game that my friend Matt the Electrician was heading up, where he'd send out a little phrase every week, and we had to put it into a song. And the phrase he sent that week was Under the Northern, which isn't really a whole phrase, but I managed to make a story around it, and here we go. Wishing I could run away and hide. Poured myself a
Jess Klein's latest album is called Learning Faith. Klein lives in Austin, but she stopped by the Lake Effect studio not too long ago on her recent tour that took her through Wisconsin. Our in-studio performance was engineered by John Strelecki. And that's all for the Thursday edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Coming up tomorrow on the show, a conservative analyst makes the case for Common Core standards. Plus, we'll learn about a project that's preserving the stories of Wisconsin farmers.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're looking forward to your presence or your company with us tomorrow and every weekday morning. It's Lake Effect right here on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
All the latest news from WBUR and NPR's Here and Now comes your way in about an hour, but right now it's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. It's 11 o'clock. It's a long way down. It's a long way. Won't get there today, but I won't be turning around. And I don't know how long the road, don't know how hard the ride. By the